USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and parts of Puerto Rico are already feeling the wrath of Hurricane Dorian with heavy rains and power outages. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian may grow into a dangerous Category 3 storm as it heads toward Florida.
This new forecast is you're further out in the ocean where those warm water is and less sheer, and that's why the forecast intensity went up. It's just a different path.
Earlier in a tweet, President Trump slammed Puerto Rico as being one of the most corrupt places on earth. That drew this response from the minority leader of the Puerto Rican Senate, Eduardo Gatia.
He has actually unified the people of Puerto Rico against him. Other than that, I think I would rather move forward rather than trade insults with the President of the United States right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 258 points, the S&P up 18, and the NASDAQ up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has dropped out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race. She made it official with a video on Twitter. She's the sixth Democrat to quit the race, leaving 20 others seeking the party's nomination, including Hawaii's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
I am staying in this race, and whether we're in the debates or we're not in the debates, there are many other ways that we can continue to reach voters, and that's exactly what I'm focused on doing.
10 hopefuls have made the cut for the next debate in Houston. New polls put Joe Biden in the Democratic lead, but he told a town hall in South Carolina there'll be more to winning in 2020 than beating President Trump.
I think we're going to see all his worst instincts come out, both internationally and nationally, if the economy does in fact continue to slide. I think you're going to see more attacks on immigrants, the flame racial division, to tear the nation apart. So we can't just campaign to beat Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Lots of hotels are making the choice to get rid of a specific item. USA's Chris Barnes tells what it is.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest to announce it's getting rid of tiny toiletries. As Marriott says, it will stop supplying small plastic bottles of shampoo, hair conditioner, and bath gel by December of next year. The bottles will be replaced by either larger ones or wall-mounted dispensers, as they're easier to recycle. The CEO says they've been wanting to make the move for years. Holiday Inn announced the same thing last month. Hyatt says it's going to be going through a similar process soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
16-year-old climate change activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York after a two-week sailing journey. She'll be attending the United Nations Climate Action Summit, but she didn't want to fly on a commercial jet that used fossil fuels. She says she's concerned about the fires in parts of the Amazon rainforest.
It is, of course, devastating, and it's so horrible, it's hard to imagine. I mean, this is a clear sign that we need to stop destroying nature, and our war against nature must end.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com. And for the USA Radio News Network, I'm Wendy King.